How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers in Lincoln. And what's going on today with Shindaddy in Creighton, Bill?
Well, we're 1 week out from my favorite day of the year, obviously, is Thanksgiving Eve. So I'm 1 day out from that. That's I just love celebrating that day. It's just relaxing. The next day, there's no gifts and presents and all that stuff. It's just fun. It's football. It's food. Everything you want in life, really. Yeah, it's incredible with that. So today is pie prep day. So next Wednesday, they'll be able to pick up their pies. Today is pie prep day, pie ordering day. So you need to be able to get a hold of Schindler and stop in. So they've got, it's pumpkin, pecan, chocolate silk, and apple. Those are the four pies.
No berry pies.
No berry pies. We made the selection. French silk really kind of gets me excited. It really does. The shaved chocolate on top, that is so good. Just a chocolate pie is what it is. And it's so good.
So good.
It really is. Pecan's my favorite pie. We know that. That's my go-to pie. But the French silk is sneaky. It really is. So today is pie order day. You put your orders in, then on next Wednesday, there'll be 14 ovens, and they'll be firing those babies up in a prep room.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there'll be 14 ovens, and then they'll send them out when you drive through the drive-thru, the little chute.
This is in the bank.
It goes through the chute. The pies go, there you go. Boom, what do you want? Pecan? There you go.
It goes through the drive-thru chute.
Yeah, it's incredible.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, so they'll pick the pies up on Wednesday, next Wednesday. Today, though, you got to get your orders in.
So he tore down the boxing ring.
It was that the boxing ring is down.
And he shifted to pies.
Well, they had to get the 14 ovens in. So they got to get those ready to go. The ring will go back up to like that to settle grievances. Local grievances will be settled in the ring with Shindaddy. Jake, do the bell.
Which one?
No, your bell.
Oh. Ding, ding.
That was still a little bit childlike, but yeah, it was all right.
It was all right. Yeah. So anyway, so Shindaddy will be taking your orders.
My bell. Sorry.
So if you could please text him. If you please text him your order, that would be great.
One more time on the flavors.
On the flavors. It's pumpkin, pecan, chocolate silk, and apple. Let me make sure I get this real quick here. Just give me one. Can you give me 1 second, Jake?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, give me this thing.
This is in Creighton.
Yeah, this is in Creighton.
Up in the northeast part of the state.
Right. Yes. I also make sure we get this right. So the phone number again is 402-360-0982. 402-360-0982. Please text in which pie you want. Steve's going to want that for
0982.
Yes, and you can get that so you'll be able to pick the pie up next Wednesday. Today is pie ordering day. It's pie prep day. Okay. So if you please get a hold of Steve, 402-360-0982.
He's prepared for your texts and phone calls potentially there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Shindaddy. He's the man. Every day, always entertaining and informing people in Creighton, in Nebraska. 464-5685, call or text as always. I'm concerned about young Ben, our producer over here.
I am too, every day.
I had a topic here that I'll say it out loud, and then I'll tell you what Ben said after that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm a pessimist, as you know.
100.
Didn't know that. I'm leaving. Season's over. As I try to stay positive, I have this question that says, if Nebraska were to beat both Wisconsin and Iowa to end the season, how much does that salvage the year? Young Ben says, We all know there's no way they beat either team, basically. AC. Not going to beat both. Probably so won't beat
he's
either.
He's going with the Jake deal of like, I'm going to say it's not going to happen, then that will reverse the curse and it doesn't happen.
Not only did he say that, he said it's a pointless discussion.
Pointless
discussion.
Because we said, I heard we know a laughter. It's not going
I heard,
to
I heard a burst of laughter as I came back from my coffee heating situation. I heard a burst of laughter from Steve Sippel, Journalist of the Year.
That's what he laughed about.
Then what happened in there? I said, well, Ben just said it's a pointless conversation that we're having.
Because we know it's not going to happen because yes. Ben is young giving Ben. Up on the season, giving up on the team.
Young Ben.
There is a chance, young Ben. Nebraska is favored right now to win on Saturday against Wisconsin. We'll see what happens against an Iowa team that has nothing to play for. They're already bowl eligible. They can't win the Big Ten. There's no Big Ten championship game.
And where are they at quarterback?
And they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Sullivan's out for the year. McNamara might start. He might not. Stratton might start there. I mean, they have all sorts of issues. Ben, so it is possible in theory that Nebraska could win both games.
So what's the question?
Again, the question is if Nebraska were to beat both Wisconsin and Iowa to end the season, how much does that salvage the season?
It would salvage, it wouldn't salvage the season, but it would really help matters a lot, if only because you've had such a lack of success against those teams.
Both teams.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't, how many straight, you've lost 10 straight to Wisconsin.
Nebraska has not beaten Wisconsin since 2012, and that's 10 straight losses since then, including the Big Ten title game that same season.
Yeah. No, it would be enormous. It would be enormous because it would change. Rule said it the other day, and he's correct, that it would change the conversation in the building. It would no longer be, we're chasing this bowl game. We'd be in the bowl game, and not only would we be in the bowl game, we have exercise the demons of Iowa and Wisconsin on the way to the bowl game. Then if you win the bowl game, then you actually have some, I would say, significant momentum. Hopefully you can sell that to your players. I mean,
you have, it'd
be huge, right, Bill?
Yeah, it would be huge. And you can't be in a better situation as far as when you're catching these two teams. I mean, right now, I think Wisconsin is very odd because they just played the number one team, 16-13.
Right.
And had
competitive game.
But you don't think of it. I don't see that. Like, well, they're bringing a team in here. How are we going to handle it? Not at all. I don't see it at all.
They've lost three straight.
And they caught some momentum. Then you look back, well, who'd they beat?
They beat Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern.
Yeah. And it's like, well, hang on. So, like you said, they fired their coach. They had one of their analysts get fired for a DUI. With him, and so
Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, so drove through a person's yard
into
their fence,
and then started walking. Odd decision.
But anyway, so that doesn't sit well. They fired their offensive coordinator, and so right now, and they're beat up. Their best receiver's probably out, and if Wohlers is out, he's their best defender. No one's even close to what he's like.
You're talking about Will Pauling.
Yep.
So
he's the receiver.
So you've caught him at an incredible time, and you've got him and you've got them at home. And just if you just watch the eye test of UCLA against Iowa, the game was somewhat close. It shouldn't have been. I mean, I didn't see a defense that was, UCLA ran the ball all over Iowa.
They did.
And so,
the whole game.
Yep. I mean, it was like
start to finish.
And so, they say you're catching at an incredible time. And Nebraska, once again, has stayed, for overall, very healthy.
Pretty healthy.
They really have. I mean, they got people out there, but like
pretty
I said,
healthy.
I don't hardly remember seeing someone come on the field. Obviously, the trainers come on the field.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
And so, knock on wood, that's great. So, they're pretty incomparative. Like I said, right now, like that, would the conversation be different? You know, if the quarterback for Iowa, we don't know who he is. They played the fifth string against UCLA. They played their fifth string quarterback.
Yep,
he was a walk on linebacker. That's who played quarterback, and he took him on a touchdown drive.
He did.
So no, this is very doable.
Extremely doable.
I have not done my full scout on Wisconsin, but just look at on the surface, Ben. They're 91st in total offense. As we know, they just fired their offensive coordinator, Bill mentioned. They're 88th. This is Wisconsin. They're 88th nationally in rushing defense.
That's weird for them.
Right.
Very weird for Wisconsin.
So 17th. Wisconsin's 17th in the Big Ten in rushing defense. I can't even believe what I'm reading.
That is stunning for them.
Yeah. Right. They're 15th in third down offense. I mean, their numbers aren't good. So, no, this is very doable as long as Nebraska's players are in the right mind frame, which I think they were for the most part against USC. You like to see a little more killer, a little more kind of back to the wall desperation. Now, Bill probably gets annoyed. If I was a coach, I'd get kind of annoyed with guys like Sipple sitting around saying that stuff. I think I think they competed. You know, there was a couple moments in that game where you're like, no, a couple guys aren't competing very hard. But I think by and large they were.
It appeared to be.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's hard. They've lost four straight.
Right.
So anytime you've lost four straight, it's tough in the building. It's football. It is hard, but they've caught. I think Sean did nail it that winning another game and getting to six in the bowl game is like, that's a win. But if it's just six, I think after a while it goes away pretty quickly that wasn't enough. I think it is. It'll be, you take it and it is. It's like, yes, we got over that hurdle. But if the season ended, you went to a bowl game, just say it ended 6-6, and for some reason you didn't win the bowl game.
Yeah, not much.
And end up 6-7.
Not much juice.
Wouldn't be much juice. You really need both. And like Steve said, you really need both. Because also, if you go 7-5, or just say you finish 6-6, you're not going to play a juggernaut of a bowl game.
You're probably not.
You're not catching a team. You go, oh God, how do we catch that team?
I don't know what you'd be looking at. It depends on which. Now, Nebraska, if they were to finish 7-5, they're going to leapfrog some teams. In fact, I know that
with Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
I just know that they wouldn't be in Detroit.
Charlotte, the Duke's Mayo Bowl is possible, as well as in Arizona.
Yeah. If they win seven, they might be in Florida playing somebody.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And bowl games all matter with who's interested in who you're playing.
Yep.
Because some teams, like you said, a year ago, Florida State, uninterested, get beat by 60. So it all matters on if you play
100.
If you play another team that's like, hey, we are really excited to be at the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Like that, then it's hard. And sometimes that's why bowl games are usually about the easiest one to predict. You can just tell who's interested and who's not.
Yeah, it's sort of tell by opt-outs.
Yeah, you tell by opt-outs what's going on. You'll get a great feel. And now the opt-outs will be insane.
Oh, don't say that.
No, it'll be insane.
Don't say that.
When you talk about with 12 teams in the playoffs,
I know.
Now, because now before people were opting out of Orange Bowls. Yep. They opted out of Orange Bowls. They opted out of Sugar Bowls.
This is not better times when you're talking like this.
No, but that's what.
Can you please talk about better times? Times?
Yes, I will.
He's getting depressed over here.
Yeah, I don't.
The opt-outs will be, they'll be significant.
Now, will there be opt-outs? I mean, ask the question, would there be opt-outs for Nebraska? Are guys opting out? Key guys.
I would say it's possible, but it's sad. They have not made a bowl game in everyone's time here.
It's not
every
sad
single
yet.
Player besides the ones that have transferred in from other schools has not been to a bowl game.
It's not sad yet because it hasn't happened. Let's just see.
Yeah, they'll be fine. First of all, they'll get to a bowl game. You got these two wins. Yes, I think it'll be somewhat of an easy win on Saturday.
To you.
I do.
I can't imagine I easy say, when, for when a team that's averaging 15.6 points in the last five games. 15.6. How do you win easy?
Well, the other team's averaging about 12. So,
so 16 to 12.
Yeah,
12.
So that, so.
All right. I don't know. I just, with your, with this offense, I can't imagine easy. Are they going to break loose?
It will be something to see when you watch this game. We talked about it last week. It's like, you know, there's been some, now, like, okay, Lincoln Riley, like that, like I said, that both teams had a bye week. This week right now, it's like, who's going to get their team ready to play? Can Fickell get him ready to go? Because I think he's up against it. There's been a change. There has to be, I mean, I don't know what the vibe was. Maybe there's a relief. Maybe there's a big happiness that, hey, we needed a different coordinator. We needed this, and that might help us in some way. But again, he's not bringing in new players, whoever's calling the game. We don't even know who's calling it. He said right away, why
does it matter? Why does it matter?
So
nothing matters, Luke.
Yeah, so who's calling the game? All those things going on. The advantage for Nebraska is huge in that scenario.
You could come at me a little bit when I said,
I'll do it if I can.
Yeah, you could come at me with, oh, Sip, Iowa put 42 on Wisconsin.
42.
Why does it matter?
It's so funny.
Why does anything matter, Luke?
And that was after what? And what game was that after, I believe?
That was after Penn State.
So they played Penn State at home really tough.
And they lost 28-13.
They were ahead in the fourth, in the third quarter, threw a pick six, and the game kind of got away from them.
And then they
went on the road and absolutely collapsed.
Collapsed.
Their good running back just said, "I'm not playing anymore."
Ches Malusi.
Yep, he left.
I'm done.
Left like 3 weeks ago. Just says, "I'm good. I'm good."
Calling it good.
I just think Ben, that they could scrap out too. Out.
Here's what we got a text from Craig, who is I think Craig's going through it right now with Nebraska.
Going through it.
Is it Craig Bull?
It's not Craig. I don't think it's Craig Bull. I'd be stunned if this is Craig Bull typing this. And he says,
it is.
If Nebraska won the last two games, he says, that would be the sign of Armageddon. Skies raining fire. The four horsemen arrive. Nebraska stinks. The fat lady is singing the third verse already.
That's
Craig
a little
is, Craig is going through it right now.
Yeah.
That's going through it.
They're not.
Yeah, will the game be harder in Iowa? Yeah, it's a night game. Mm-hmm. It's a tough place to play.
Go to the quarterback.
Iowa will be invested to win that game. Their head coach will have them ready to play. And I believe they'll win. I think Iowa will somehow be able to beat Maryland. Because Maryland, from what I heard, that they had like 10,000 people at their game against Rutgers. There was no one there.
It's funny the things that we say. Sean, you got to watch that Iowa Maryland game. God, really? Do I have to?
That's a rough one.
Why does it matter? Yeah, I'll tell you what matters, Ben.
Luke,
is Iowa could be starting McNamara. You have a shot if that's the case.
Yeah, because McNamara is better than the quarterback they had last year.
Yes, but you still have a shot.
You mean Deacon Hill?
Deacon Hill.
The linebacker they got benched at Utah Tech as their quarterback.
I guess Iowa did come in here and win with Deacon Hill, which is...
That's where, like I said, when teams have changed, where everything is a whole different world now, but it's better. It's better football to have no divisions. Because now all of a sudden, right now, think about it right now, it would be, if it's in divisions...
What would it be?
Well, I don't even know.
Hold on. I'll get it for you. I know where you're going.
Would it be Iowa? Would they?
No, I don't know. Hold on.
Nebraska.
Oh, here it is. Right. Here's the standings.
Yeah. And so
Illinois
would be the team.
Illinois would be the team.
So imagine Ohio State, Illinois for the Big Ten championship instead of being Oregon, Ohio State. Much more fun? That's what I mean. It'd be awful. It'd be bad.
Illinois to me is an interesting, this goes along with the conversation. Now this is damning, Jake. So just
I'm fine with damning.
It's damning to Nebraska. Because Illinois, the coaching staff got a lot out of that team. All right. They squeezed a lot out of it. You saw the team in Memorial Stadium.
I did.
It's not great, but they got seven because the coaching staff is maximizing. This coaching staff's not. That's not good. Nebraska's good enough to be sitting with, like where Illinois is.
Roster wise, yes.
Yeah, roster wise. Yeah. So. That's disappointing. Now, but per your question, They can salvage a lot of this season by going 7-5.
And they could end this streak in November of six straight losses.
Right.
They've lost six straight in November.
All of that goes away.
Matt Rule has not won a November game as Nebraska's head coach.
Think of the conversations that change. That changes. The Iowa-Wisconsin conversation changes. The bowl conversation changes. You actually have legitimate momentum. It'd be gigantic to win these last two games. It would be.
That would salvage it to a some degree this season.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you just look at the product on the field and look at the numbers, it's not like, how can we beat Wisconsin?
No.
Look at them. No. You just read the numbers off on both sides of the ball.
It should not be
a possible win. If you look at it on both sides, it's not even close. No. If you take both sides, if you take note, Nebraska's defense is ranked and what Wisconsin's defense is ranked, it's not even close.
Right.
And yeah, there's been some things defensively, you know, whatever, but it's not even close. Offensively, they're somewhat close, I guess, but
they are.
They're somewhat close offensively, but overall, if you take all the numbers, Nebraska wins the number game.
Think about
it. It's at home.
Think about it. I mean, Rule himself just stood at the podium the other day and said the game will go down to the last possession or the last couple possessions. He said the last possession.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said that.
He goes down to the wire,
and he told his guys against USC, guys, this is going to. We all know it's going to the last possession. So you got to win that now. That's what he's trying to do. I heard Joe Klatt say the other day, he said, I think I've said this, but it's worth repeating. Joe Klatt said, when in the process of building a program, the biggest hurdle, the toughest hurdle, the most difficult thing is going from losing close to winning close.
That'd be accurate.
That's what Joe Klatt said.
The master of that was Iowa.
Yeah.
They were the master of winning close
They
games.
Went from...
They were used to being uncomfortable. Oh, it's third quarter, down six. We're fine. We're good.
I mean, yeah,
they won the uncomfortable game so many times. The number of times I'm like going, yep, looks like Minnesota's got them beat. No, they don't. That's incredible. They did not. Didn't. It was whoever they were playing. They played every game. Every game was close. Iowa couldn't get away from anybody. They couldn't score.
They didn't have the offense.
But yet they won 10 last year.
They did.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, we are getting closer and closer to Christmas. Yeah, we're almost a month away from Christmas.
What are we going
to
do, Jake?
We're going to celebrate with the Magical Lights of Lincoln at 84th and Havelock at the Sand Hills Global Event Center. It's an incredible time. And I've got an update. Vinny, who's in charge, said,
Vinny,
you said yesterday 1.5 mil. It's actually 2 million lights they have.
They've went up.
And it takes 20 to 30 minutes to drive through, only $25 a car.
Oh, pack some snacks.
On the weekend, 30, weekdays, 25. But here's the deal. Yeah, pack some snacks, exactly.
Yeah.
If you want to help with charity, we are involved in this year because if you go to the website, ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com, and you've got three codes. You can put Bill, and the $5 of your fee will go to the White Cane Foundation.
We had on the air with us.
And what do they do exactly?
Clothing. They're clothing for people that need bonus clothing for youth.
Yes. For youth, that's right. Yes.
If you put SIP, S-I-P, that will go to Cedars, of course, helping underprivileged kids as
great
well.
Great, also.
At 68th and Pioneers. And if you put in Jake, you go to the We Can Do This Foundation, helping feed hungry kids on the weekend.
We can do it.
Jake, J-A-K-E. Yes.
Yes.
So put any of those codes. $5 will go to the charity
that
you put for that. So
How about Vinny doing that?
Vinny's a good guy.
Thank you, Vinny.
The show begins Black Friday. It goes through New Year's Eve.
Let's get signed up.
This is one of the biggest shows in the entire country.
Yeah.
Jeez.
2 million lights. You don't want to miss this.
Lincoln.
ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com. Please check it out today.
Yep. The setup out there is incredible.
84th and half. Check it out today. When we come back,
the peds will be out there.
They will. It's a wild card Wednesday and Bills Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.